I have not actually done that much training. I to my detriment, I'd argue. But like, no, the sort of only real serious acting class I took was I was part of this thing in Montreal, the terribly named Dynamic Theater Factory, which I would go to for a few hours every Saturday for about 6 months. But I, like, my problem was is that, like, I started acting professionally when I was 12. And so going to acting courses at 15 and 16, I inevitably would clash with these teachers when they would give sort of advice that I thought was piss poor, because I knew for a fact that what they were telling kids was wrong. And that doesn't mean that I know everything. I guess what I'm saying is I would get frustrated when they would tell us to do something that had no application in the real world. And then from that point on, whatever advice or bit of teaching they had for me, at that point was lost on me, because I couldn't help but filter it through the terrible advice they had just given me. So I'll say this, though. There was one acting teacher in my life that I actually really adore. His name is Cameron Thor. If you've ever seen Jurassic Park, he's the guy that Newman is smuggling the DNA samples out of Costa Rica to give to. The guy that gives him the little shaving cream canister. That guy, I was forced to sit down with him on his TV show when I was 23, because they had hired me to be the lead in the show, but then, like, got real scared that I didn't know what I was doing. And so they forced me to go and see this guy. And I came in with a real chip on my shoulder. And I sat down. I told him, I said, frankly, I don't think I have to be here. And he just was like, I get that. And I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean you get that? He's like, you think you're better than this? I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, okay, I get it. All right, here's what I'm going to tell you. And then I just ended up sort of loving everything he had to say, because he came at it from a very pure, practical way of thinking. He said, we're not going to write any backstories. We're not going to do any of this theoretical rabbit hole stuff. What I'm going to do is we're going to go over scenes, and it's all about moments. And so he said, we'd read a scene, and then he'd go back, okay, at this point, when you say this line, pick up that pen. Two lines later, put that pen down. And then three lines after that, look at me. And then I would try it. And then all of a sudden, it was like everything was that much more impactful. And for me, that's the kind of thing I needed. That resonated with me, because when I'm on set, I have a director sort of try and fill me with all sorts of ethereal motivation that doesn't actually mean anything. I end up telling him, okay, or her, here are the adjectives. Faster, slower, louder, softer. Whatever you tell me is going to eventually be distilled down to that anyway. So just, yeah, but anyway, I digress. But so I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't know shit about acting, man.